Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for just about everybody. Everybody who wants to change their life, who wants to turn it around in a positive way, who wants to make some kind of history. You start with making personal history. You start personally having a moment where you basically turn it all around. And then you continue to make sure that shot heard around the world. You turn the planet. You make your history. I'm Comedian Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK. You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. It's 7 o'clock on the dot here in our program. Please, call in. Let yourself be heard. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, isn't there something about yourself you're trying to change that you want to go away? Look, we all have these little flaws, imperfections we don't like, and what are we going to do about them? What do we do? A lot of us try to cover them up. A lot of us try to overcompensate by trying to let our more positive traits outshine them. Let me tell you something. If there's something about yourself you really don't like, you really want to change, you can change it. You're still being yourself. You're still being true to it. You still are. Honest to God, you're just trying a little self-improvement. But how do you do that? Well, the first step, okay, take a deep breath. Center yourself. Okay, now ask yourself, what is it in my life that I don't like? What is it I want to change? What nasty habit do I want to break myself free from? What do I want to do? What do I want to change? What is it that I'm basically looking to get rid of? I'll be happier if I do so-and-so. What is so-and-so? Ask yourself that. I'm telling you, there is a hope for you. There is a bright, shining hope. You can be better. Everything in your life can be better. Ask yourself, what to do? Let me start by telling you how I did this. I had a habit of leaving my stuff around, of not cleaning up after me. I left a big mess. And you know what? I was mad at myself for it. Wouldn't you be? Actually, everybody was mad at me. So you know what I did? I basically took it and I turned it all around. You see, it's that simple. Those annoying little tics that you have, you can remedy yourself. You can get better. You can. Organic OK is all about this. I mean, basically, getting rid of a bad personality trait is as natural as making some kind of history in the world. Some history needs to be made, you know, whether it's equal rights, whether it's an appreciation, understanding of your neighbor, whether it's trying to really get to know somebody else, whatever it may be. I don't know. It can happen. Every moment of your life, you remember that. Me personally, I still have little habits or whatever that I basically plan on getting rid of, little annoyances about me that I want to change, and I'm going to basically uphold the blue that Organic has and change them, make some kind of history. It can happen. The world can get better. Your life can get better. You can make history. You can put your name in the history books. Every day I talk to the man in the mirror, and I tell him I want to get better. It's starting to happen. It really is. Now, where are you right now? Ask yourself where you are in life. Ask yourself, what you're doing? Are you only making a good, positive difference? Or would you like to be doing more? Would you like to be expanding yourself? Ask yourself that. There's so many people who are basically saying, my life is fine, it's okay, it's nice, it's easy, it's no maintenance, I don't want to. Don't just do it because you need it. Do it because you can afford to be better. You can be living more. You can make a mark, a legacy. You know, we're all going to die before we know it. That's how it usually is. It's not usually a long, lingering process. Eventually, at some point, people just die. You need to ask yourself, what would I rather be doing? Would I like to leave a mark? Take a stab at immortality. Do all that. I'm telling you, it can be done. You can get better. You can be better. First of all, one of the things you do, one of the reasons we learn history, basically, personally, is so we can see the mistake, but also the rectifying of the mistake throughout history. We can see all that. You can see it. And then design to turn all around in a big, positive direction. It can happen. Now, I just want to tell everybody out there, you all have the potential to be what you want to be, to do what you want. You can make that change. You can make history. First, you need to ask how. There is opportunities. Big moments that you can do. You just need to take them. Take a stand. Make a change. It can be done. It can be done every single second of every minute of every day. I wanted to make change, and I started making it. I started cleaning up and started basically getting up early. Started being more proactive. Why? Because I wanted to. Because I wanted there to be something. You can be the same way. You can do it. What do you think needs to be done? What do you think needs to be done immediately? What do you want to do? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that. Ask yourself. See, basically, sometimes people are like, self-improvement is on a different wavelength. It's just out of our reach. It doesn't have to be that way. We can accomplish. We can do it. I'm sure if Organic were here right now, he'd agree with me. But also be asking me, how do I basically make those changes? Those changes. Okay, once again, first of all, the first step is changing your attitude, your mindset. Start making a point that you can make changes for the positive better, and you can do that every single day, every moment you try, every moment you want to. You can do this. Love yourself. Then take a moment to ask what that change really means. What changes do you want to make for the greater good? Ask yourself, don't you want to be better? Don't you want to be out there hustling, moving, shaking, making more things work for you? Don't you feel that basically you deserve better than you're getting? You can be the kind of person people look up to, the kind of person people say there aren't enough of. You can be. You can be. It can happen. It's easy. simple. Anyway, ask yourself what that is. Ask yourself how you can make it happen. And then just know it is. Okay, look, let's say your step is basically to lose weight. Okay? Let's say you just want to do that. I just want to lose a little bit of weight. I want to be a little bit thinner. Everybody seems to have that problem. Some people just start eating less and then doing cardio. No. See, the answer there is to have more exercise, more of a fervent exercise, and cut down on things like sugar, carbs. Let's say you want to have more friends. You want to be more outspoken. You can make a point to be more friendly and just start engaging people in a positive way. It can happen. It's a thing. It can be better. Now, first of all, let's say you have some bad habits, smoking, drinking, maybe doing harder drugs. You get into a certain kind of place. We don't need that stuff anymore. You don't need to poison yourself. Now, basically, getting rid of a bad habit, you just let yourself make that change. You just make a simple change. You let the change almost make itself. It's as simple as can be. It's natural. Honestly, I want to hear from somebody out there who basically is looking to basically make change, positive change for themselves, somebody who wants to change the world, somebody who wants to make a dent in it. I want to hear from somebody like that. Our lines are open. Please call in. The lines are open. Let yourself be heard. That should be the first step. Calling in, calling us, and telling us that you want to make some changes. You can be better. You can accomplish more. You can have more. You can do all that. You can be the you want to be. A lot of you basically, it may seem out of reach. Like, that's for the lucky, that's for the people with more energy. I just don't have the time to do what I want to be what I want to be that change, to be that historical, sort of altering substance. It doesn't have to be like that. You can do more than just get by. There is hope. It's right there in front of you. All you got to do is take it. Grab it. It can be. It helped me to basically get involved with this program, to help push and motivate others to do likewise. I've gotten a little bit better. I've gotten a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for here? I've gotten more proactive. Still got a ways to go, but I'm making some kind of change. I'm on the air talking about all this. Why? Because I want to make some kind of difference. Some kind of difference, some kind of better. I can make things better. Things can be better. It can be better. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. Ask yourself, are you ready to make those changes? Are you ready to change you? Are you ready to be the you you've always wanted to be? Are you ready to just be? All right, because our lines are open. I want to hear what you've got to say. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, are you out there? Do you think basically, I'd like to know that somebody's listening. I'd like to know that basically somebody out there is feeling about bettering themselves and feels inspired to make a change, to make that difference. There's been a lot of bad history. There's a lot of bad stuff in history. And the reason basically people in history did bad things was because they didn't know any better. You see, now we can look back, we can see a lot of the hindsight. We don't make a lot of the same mistakes. But sometimes we do. Because you see, the truth is, this is a sad state of affairs. We're stuck back in this old age way of thinking. We don't want to study history because we feel like it already happened. The reason we study history is to learn from it. We don't want the worst of it to repeat itself, because if we're not careful, it will. This can be happening right here in your own life right now. Now, like, you're putting yourself in the same sort of state. You need to get better. You can get better. But when will you? Honestly. Many of you are thinking, where do I start? I told you where you start. Now let's say you've already made the big decision because you've changed your mindset. You're ready to make a dent in yourself and thus a dent in the world. It's been said that enough of us do this, life will get better. Life will be better. It can be. But the question is, who's making the change? What to do? Well, hopefully we're all doing it. We're all getting better. We're all trying hard, trying to fly high. There are places where it's a lot harder, where the world is much crueler. See, here's the thing. We often point out how much bad things are. There are places where things are worse. We can say, thank God we don't live there. But you see, in a way here, the goal isn't just to say, look where things are worse. The question is, how do we get things better here? How do we get things better? How? Now, one of the steps we take, one of the moves we make, is we get to basically see what we want, and then we change it. We adjust it. I think the question is, what do we do? How do we get better? How do we get by? Truth is, well, really, honestly, some of us are just lazy. A lot of us are just scared. Some of us are just plain ignorant. Like, we don't know what to do. What to do in general? How to get by? There is a way. There is an answer. I say, it can be done. You just need to basically have some faith. Just know it can be done. It's work. It's a lot of tiresome work, but before you know it, you can make history. The kind they put in books. You can be a role model, the kind that biographers write about, and the fact that people aspire to. They know your name, and they want to be you. And you're happy to be you. You're happy that you took this step. You're happy that you did it. You're happy that you made big change. So what kind of change do you want to make exactly? Exactly. Some people think it's only for the younger people who are still, the material is still soft, and they still have the rest of their childhood. Some people think it's only for young people who still have a shot. I think I'm old. I don't have the entire energy to change. I'll be dead soon. They decide that they're afraid to make a change, too. They think that basically, don't put yourself in a hole. Don't trap yourself. You want something. You want something. You need it. It can be yours. It helps, of course, to get more exercise. It helps to eat right. And it helps to learn how to deal with problems the way you should. It helps. It helps. I wish Organic were here right now. I'm sure he'd agree with me. Maybe I've said enough of the same thing over and over again, but I just want to basically reiterate my point. It can happen for you. It can be done. And it's not just about making your own personal dreams come true. Look around. Things aren't so great over here. There are changes we can make if we know how. We can change things for the better. We can improve. Hell, our whole, where we live, we can create a better life. We can do all that. We can do it all. Look at the problems that the world faces every single day. The pollution, the greenhouse effect. There is still such a thing as racial bigotry in places. A lot of places. And they believe that staying as ignorant and angry as possible is keeping it real. In worse parts of the neighborhood, in worse parts of the world, worse neighborhoods, they all try to act as insane and violent as possible so nobody will mess with them. Say prison is bad, and it is, but life outside the prison is getting just as bad. It's getting as messed up. They act like they're in prison. They live like it in a way because they feel trapped. It's the environment they're in. The community. People are messed up like that. It doesn't have to be this way. There can be change there, too. We can all get together and change. Refusing to evolve and remaining ignorant as possible is not keeping it real. It's exactly what it says. It's refusing to change and evolve and get better. We can basically do wonderful things if we just try. It's a fact. I encourage everybody out there to do this. Find a way to make your environment better. Find a way, honestly, to just improve everything about yourself. Improve your life. Improve yourself. Improve the world. It can happen. It's a real dynamic. Before you know it, things can happen. Big things. Nothing I try to do is I try to get up very early. You know, early to bed, early to rise. When you get when you're a little kid, you want to stay up as late as possible, and then before you know it, you wake up as late as possible. That's a lot of that. Your dynamic can basically feel like it's slipping through your fingers. It doesn't work like that. There is a room for change, for the greater good. I'm telling you, I'm not a guy who has it all together either. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I work on it. I fight to get better. I fight for that. And it can be. But don't just struggle and fight. Every opportunity you can, take a moment for peace and serenity. Just relax and let it all the stress and pressure and tension flow out of you. Be zen. See? See how we're all getting better? Do you see how everything's getting better? You can get better. You can be better. So can the world. We've been talking about this whole, you know, trying to having peace and serenity among everyone, all men, for quite some time. Maybe it's time to start putting it into effect. We're not melting like we should. We're not as working together as we must. It really is. I tell you what. You can be better. Everything in your life can work for you. Everything can work towards a better dynamic. Everything. You can basically be who you want to be. See the change. See it. Close your eyes for a moment right now and see it. Remember when the winds of change changed history, moved things before? Remember when there was big change for the positive, greater good? You can see it happen again. There is hope for every single one of you out there. I hope that you take it. Truly embrace it. Wrap your hands around it and don't ever let go. Great change. It doesn't really happen overnight. Sometimes it feels like it does. Sometimes it seems like luck. I want to thank you all for listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. I am Talk Dude, and Organic is out to lunch. All right, please, remember, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You can pick up, you can listen to all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you all for listening in. Thank you. Everyone, remember, changes will open up your whole life waiting there. Your whole life is waiting there for you. Thank you. And good night.